Welcome to IELTS.net podcast. Mastering IELTS Speaking: How to Describe an Unforgettable Place with Impact. As an experienced IELTS examiner, I've seen countless candidates struggle with the describe a place topic in the speaking test. Today, we'll dive deep into how to excel when asked to describe a place where you had an unforgettable experience. This theme is a perennial favorite among examiners and has appeared in various forms over the years. Let's explore how to tackle this topic effectively across all parts of the IELTS speaking test. Part 1, Introduction and Interview. In this section, the examiner may ask general questions about places and experiences. Here are some common questions you might encounter. Do you enjoy visiting new places? What kind of places do you find memorable? Have you ever had an unforgettable experience while traveling? Let's look at a sample answer for the third question. Sample answer, band 8-9. Absolutely. I had an incredibly memorable experience when I visited the ancient city of Petra in Jordan. The moment I laid eyes on the magnificent rose-red facades carved into the cliffs, I was utterly awestruck. It was like stepping back in time, and I felt a profound connection to the history and culture of the place. The sheer scale and intricacy of the architecture left an indelible impression on me, and I still find myself reminiscing about that journey frequently. Part 2, Long-Term, Cue Card. Here's a potential cue card related to our topic. Describe a place where you had an unforgettable experience. You should say where this place was, when you went there, what you did there, and explain why the experience was unforgettable. Remember, you have 1 minute to prepare and should speak for 1 to 2 minutes. Sample answer, band 6-7. I'd like to talk about a place where I had an unforgettable experience. It was the Grand Canyon in Arizona, USA. I went there last summer with my family. We arrived early in the morning and spent the whole day exploring the canyon. We hiked along the rim, taking in the breathtaking views. The colors of the rocks were amazing, changing with the sunlight throughout the day. One of the most exciting things we did was taking a helicopter ride over the canyon. It was a bit scary at first, but the view from above was incredible. We could see how vast and deep the canyon really is. This experience was unforgettable because of the sheer beauty and scale of the Grand Canyon. It made me feel small in comparison to nature. The memories of that day, especially the helicopter ride, will stay with me forever. It was truly a once-in-a-lifetime experience. Sample answer, band 8-9. I'd like to regale you with an account of an utterly unforgettable experience I had in the awe-inspiring Sagarmatha National Park in Nepal, home to Mount Everest. I embarked on this adventure 2 years ago as part of a trekking expedition. Upon arriving, I was immediately struck by the sheer majesty of the Himalayas. The pristine landscape, with its jagged peaks piercing the sky, was truly breathtaking. We spent several days trekking through the park, acclimatizing to the altitude and immersing ourselves in the local Sherpa culture. The pinnacle of our journey was reaching Everest Base Camp. Standing at the foot of the world's highest mountain was a profoundly humbling experience. The sense of accomplishment, combined with the raw beauty of our surroundings, created an overwhelming emotional response. This experience was etched into my memory for several reasons. Firstly, the physical challenge of the trek pushed me to my limits, teaching me about my own resilience. Secondly, the breathtaking scenery was unlike anything I'd ever encountered, making me feel insignificant yet connected to the natural world. Lastly, the camaraderie developed with my fellow trekkers and the local Sherpas broadened my perspective on human connection and different ways of life. In essence, this journey was not just about reaching a destination, but about personal growth, cultural immersion, and gaining a deeper appreciation for our planet's natural wonders. It was truly a life-altering experience that continues to influence my outlook on life and travel. Follow-up questions. How did this experience change your perspective on travel? Would you recommend this experience to others? Why or why not? Sample answer, band 8-9. This experience fundamentally altered my approach to travel. It made me realize that the most rewarding journeys are those that challenge us both physically and mentally. Now, I actively seek out destinations that offer opportunities for personal growth and cultural immersion, rather than just tourist attractions. I would wholeheartedly recommend this experience to others. but with a caveat. It's not for the faint-hearted and requires substantial preparation, both physical and mental. However, for those willing to push their boundaries, the rewards are immeasurable. The sense of achievement, the profound connection with nature, and the cultural insights gained are truly transformative. It's an experience that fosters a deep appreciation for our planet's diversity and instills a sense of global citizenship. Part 3, Two-Way Discussion. In this section, the examiner will ask more abstract questions related to the topic. Here are some potential questions and sample answers. Examiner, how do you think unforgettable experiences shape a person's character? Sample answer, Band 8-9. Unforgettable experiences play a pivotal role in shaping an individual's character. They often serve as catalysts for personal growth and self-discovery. When we encounter situations that are outside our comfort zone or that challenge our preconceptions, we're forced to adapt and reassess our capabilities and beliefs. These experiences can foster resilience by showing us that we're capable of overcoming difficulties. They can also broaden our perspectives, making us more open-minded and empathetic towards different cultures and ways of life. Moreover, unforgettable experiences often instill a sense of humility and appreciation for the world around us. In essence, these experiences become defining moments in our lives, shaping our values, attitudes, and aspirations. They can inspire us to set new goals, pursue different paths, or even reevaluate our life priorities. The emotional impact of these experiences often resonates long after the event itself, continuing to influence our decisions and outlook on life. Examiner, do you think the tourism industry sometimes exaggerates the promise of unforgettable experiences? Sample answer, Band 8-9. There's no doubt that the tourism industry often employs hyperbole in its marketing strategies, and the promise of unforgettable experiences is certainly a common selling point. While this approach can be seen as a form of creative advertising, it does raise some ethical concerns. On one hand, the industry's emphasis on extraordinary experiences can inspire people to step out of their routine and explore the world, which can lead to genuine personal growth and cultural understanding. It can also draw attention to lesser-known destinations, potentially bringing economic benefits to local communities. However, this marketing approach can also create unrealistic expectations. Not every trip can be filled with constant awe and wonder, and when reality falls short of the glossy brochure promises, it can lead to disappointment and dissatisfaction. This discrepancy can also contribute to overtourism in certain locations as people flock to experience the must-see attractions. Moreover, the constant pursuit of the extraordinary might cause travelers to overlook the value of simpler, more authentic experiences. There's a risk of creating a culture where travelers are always chasing the next big thrill, rather than appreciating the subtle joys of cultural immersion or quiet contemplation. In my opinion, while it's natural for the tourism industry to highlight the positive aspects of travel, there needs to be a balance between aspiration and reality. Perhaps a shift towards promoting the transformative potential of travel, rather than promising nonstop excitement, would be a more honest and ultimately more satisfying approach. Key vocabulary and phrases for high scores. To elevate your speaking performance, incorporate these sophisticated vocabulary items and phrases. Awe-inspiring, inspiring, edge, causing feelings of awe or admiration. Example, the Grand Canyon's awe-inspiring vistas left me speechless. Etched into memory, phrase, remembered very clearly and permanently. Example, the sight of the Northern Lights was etched into my memory. Pinnacle, pinnacle, noun, the most successful or admired part of something. Example, reaching the summit was the pinnacle of our mountaineering expedition. Profound, very great or intense. Example, the experience had a profound impact on my worldview. Broaden one's horizons, phrase, to expand or widen one's range of experiences, interests, or knowledge. Example, traveling to different countries has really broadened my horizons. Examiner's advice, to excel in the IELTS speaking test, particularly when describing unforgettable experiences. Use vivid language. Paint a picture with your words. Use descriptive adjectives and sensory details to bring your experience to life. Structure your answer. In part 2, use the cue card points as a framework, but don't simply list answers. weave them into a coherent narrative. Show, don't tell. Instead of just saying an experience was amazing, explain why it was amazing. What specific aspects made it unforgettable? Practice storytelling. Regular practice in narrating experiences will help you become more fluent and confident. Develop your opinions. For part 3, practice discussing abstract ideas related to travel and experiences. Be ready to support your opinions with examples or logical reasoning. Remember, the key to a high score is not just about what you say, but how you say it. Aim for fluency, a wide range of vocabulary, and the ability to express complex ideas clearly and coherently. For more tips on acing your IELTS speaking test, check out our guide on describing a memorable event you attended. You might also find our article on describing a time when you experienced a different culture helpful in preparing for this topic. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed this episode and found it helpful, make sure to follow our channel so you don't miss out on more valuable content coming your way. We've got a lot of exciting topics lined up, and we'd love for you to be part of the journey. Hit that follow button and stay connected with us for more insights and inspiration. See you in the next episode.